we have that interesting thing going on now where in Eretz Yisrael, we're going to lay in Parshas Balotzcha this week, and in Chutz La'aretz, they're going to lay in Parshas Naso. So I'm going to say an idea over from Parshas Naso, an idea I heard over Shavuos from Jonathan Stefanski in, I believe, the name of the Netziv. When they're going through the Nesiim, the 12 Nesiim, and my son had this exact question to me, he said, like, you know, why name all of them? Why go through all of them? You could save so much time if, you know, instead of having, they're all going to be, they're all offer the exact same thing. Why are we mentioning it 12 times when it's the exact same thing? And then Siv points out something beautiful. So first you have Yehuda, they come and they bring X. And then comes along Yisachar. And what's the motive? What is the model that most Jews? Imagine you had a kid. So the first guy takes, you know, a cookie. The next guy's got to take a cookie and chips. And the third guy's got to take cookie, chips, and potato cocoa. And the fourth guy's got to, like, everyone always needs to add on. They can never be content with what people had previously done. And everything's about, how can I one-up you? How can I make myself, you know, on a higher stature than you? And comes along Yisachar. And Yisachar is teaching us something that is beyond important for all generations, maybe more so now than ever before in the history of our time. You don't have to one-up everyone. There's no ma'ilut of being, oh, I was the guy that got another thing. Or I got another thing. You know, it's not going to be so crazy, you're going to start having, oh, now you have an electric car. Or now you have two electric cars in the family. Like, you know, it's going to have, even though neither one of us drive more than a mile a day, but we're going to have a car. We have to one-up everyone else. It has to always be, how can I be on a higher stature than somebody else? Remember Yisachar. Remember Yisachar. What did Yisachar do? Yisachar said, I'm following Yehuda's lead. And then by the time we finally got to Naphtali, the 12th and final shaven, mentioned in the Torah, they once again did the exact same thing. They did not one up. But if Yisachar had not done that, if he had been, I'm going to do a little more, I'm going to do a little different, then by the time of Tully, who wants to even imagine what it is that he would have done? Because he would have had to have been better than 11 previous Shvatim. But instead, they were able to have unity. They're going to say, no, we're all going to do the same. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how wealthy I am. It doesn't matter how poor I am. We're all in the same boat. I don't have to do things that are going to make me out of the, oh, I'm a better Rebbe. I'm different. No, I don't have to one-up my brother. Have a wonderful Shabbos.